感謝主，我們又來到主的面前，我們無論在實體這裡或者在網上，弟兄姊妹，我們都一同在同一個靈裡面敬拜祂。
We thank the Lord that we can be gathered together in spirit, and whether online or in person, we worship Him in one spirit.
我今早早仍然有一個負擔同弟兄姊妹交通。路加福音第十五章。
This morning, I still have a burden to share with brothers and sisters from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15.
这个是第一章。是我个题目呢是天上面的心意，但是我们特别要讲到这个浪子回头的这件事情。
My topic will be the mind of heaven, but I specifically want to focus on the return of the prodigal son.
我们读几处的圣经，路加福音十五章，由第十一节到第十九节，第十二节开始。
We'll read some scripture, starting with Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verse 12.
十二节开始话，小儿子对父亲说：父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
Starting with verse 12.And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living.
第十四节，既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。於是去投靠那地方的一個人，那人打發他到田裏去放豬。
And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine.
他恨不得拿豬所吃的豆荚充飢，也沒有人給他。
And he would fainhave filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him.
十七节，他醒悟过来，就说：我父亲有多少的故宫，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说：父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
And verse 17, and when he came to himself, he said,How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee.
好，我读圣经又读到呢度，本来咧仲可以读埋落去嘅，因为太长啦，我只系读呢一段。
We can read more passages of scripture, but I think it's quite long, so we'll just end here.
好，请我们低头祷告。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们多谢你，你给我们有机会到你的面前来。主啊，我们愿意，主啊，好像玛利亚这样坐在你的脚前来听你要向我们讲的说话。
Lord, we thank thee once again that we can gather in thy presence once more, and we want to be as Mary, to be down at thy feet to hear thy word.
虽然有很多的事情是忙碌，可能叫我们去烦躁，但是我们求主给我们有一个安静的灵。
Though there may be many things outwardly that will cause us to be busy about, but may thou quiet our spirits.
你在我们的心里面向我们说话，好叫我们晓得主你的旨意，并且能够活在你的旨意的里面。
Speak thou unto us into the depth of our hearts, so that we may know thy will and also live in thy will.
主啊，我们到你的面前，但愿你将这个地方，就是将我们的心思都调整过来。
Lord, we pray unto thee in thy presence that thou will adjust our spirit and our mind.
你向我们说话, 我们这样祷告,
and speak out unto us, and we pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 好，上一次同弟兄姊妹系交通路加福音十五章嗰度三个嘅比喻。
Last time we had fellowship with brothers and sisters concerning the gospel according to Luke chapter 15, these three parables.
如果弟兄姊妹仲记得嘅话咧，呢个第五章里边嘅比喻有三个。
If brothers and sisters do recall, there are three parables in this chapter.
呢三个嘅内容咧。
The contents of these three parables, the first one being the lost sheep, and it was the shepherd who paid the price to seek this lost sheep.
另外一个就是那个妇人要寻找一块她曾经失去了的
And the second parable was a woman who has the lost coin, and she went to find her lost coin.
同埋第三個咧係講嗰個不識好歹嘅兒子咧，因為私欲嘅緣故，同埋要同父親分家。後來佢要醒悟過嚟。
The third parable is about the prodigal son who was good for nothing, did not know better, wanted to ask for his inheritance from his father, and he squandered his fortune.
后来他醒过来之后，他回去屋企，原来父亲一直在那里等候他，又在预备很多的东西，欢迎他回来屋企。
And when he came to his senses, came to himself, he arose and went back to his father and discovered his father was waiting for him in the father's house with many blessings that awaited for his return.
好，从呢三个嘅比喻嘅里边，
So from these three parables,
我哋可以喺其中嚟领会到主到地上嚟嘅嗰一件嘅事情。
From this, we're able to come to understand our Lord Himself who came from heaven to earth.
咁从我哋蒙恩嘅角度嚟睇咧，
As far as us being saved by grace,
我哋本来就系嗰个迷失嘅羊。
We are that lost sheep.
我哋如今因为主付咗代价，将我哋揾翻嚟，救我哋脱离死亡，得到永生。
And now, because our Lord Himself paid the price and sought us and found us, we're delivered from eternal death into eternal life.
从我哋蒙恩嘅角度，我哋就系好似嗰个唔见咗嘅嗰一块嘅钱啊！这个妇人佢努力咁样将呢块银子揾翻翻嚟。
From the perspective of the lost coin, we are asked that lost coin where the woman did all that she can to find that lost coin.
咁呢个浪子咧，亦系同样嘅咁样嘅情况。
Likewise, this prodigal is in the same situation.
我哋系蒙恩得拯救，得到永生，脱离死亡。
We are those who have been saved by grace to be delivered from eternal death and enter into eternal life.
但系从神嘅佢嗰个荣耀嘅角度上嚟睇咧。
Now, from God's perspective, from His glorious kingdom,
系要将许多嘅儿子带翻嚟佢嘅面前。
He desires to bring many sons unto Himself.
将我哋迷失咗嘅呢一个嘅心咧，挽回过嚟。
For us, for our hearts which has been lost, wandering, to reclaim and return to Him.
所以我哋睇见。 天上嘅心意唔系让所有嗰啲嘅神所爱嘅人咧，任意妄为，随流出去嘅。Therefore,
God's design heaven is not for those who belong to Him to wander about, to go about lost and squandering what they have.
佢系用尽方法嚟将我哋呢啲迷失嘅，用尽努力。 去将嗰啲失去咗嘅啊，喺一个 不同的环境，在一个的沉睡的个光景里面，叫我们苏醒过来，重回主的爱的里头。
God will use all means at all his disposal to reclaim, to bring back those who have been lost, those who have been wandering, those who may be asleep, to bring them back once again into his presence.
所以弟兄姊妹，无论我们如今在一个什么的光景的里面，你是一个刚刚听到福音而信主的呢，还是说你听过耶稣，听见过他，后来又离弃了他，然后又没有继续跟随的一个这样的人。
So brothers and sisters, regardless of our condition, whether we're new believers or those who heard about Jesus and we departed from him and did not follow him, whatever the circumstance.
或者你到目前为止仲是紧紧的跟随主，是好热心这样来在主自己的爱的里面的人，一个人。
Or perhaps we are still very closely following the Lord, very zealously abiding in his love.
但我要告诉你，就是说主耶稣我们的神一直在那里等候你，希望我们的心意回转。
But I can tell you, regardless of the circumstances, our God is waiting for us, for our hearts to return.
个心意回转不是说我有前近时不信耶稣，现在转过来信耶稣。
The fact that our hearts are to return is not because before I did not believe in Jesus, now I return and believe in Jesus.
是希望我们在一个不太准确的这样的思维，或者不太准确的生活行动的里面转过来。
But it is a return from our thoughts that may be misaligned, or our actions in our daily living that may not be correct, to be adjusted.
等于刚才领我们的首的诗歌，我们都唱过，也都很喜欢唱的，但是我们也都愿意呢站在高处。
Just as the hymn our brother led us to sing earlier, and we love that hymn, but may it be our desire to all aim and stand on higher ground.
但问题就是我们现在可不可以，就是只是说在这里希望，然后我们用我们的里面的更新来将我们带到去更高之处呢？
But the question is, are we able to truly stand on higher ground now, or by the renewing of our heart, our mind, that it will bring us to higher ground?
因为当这个浪子呢，现在弟兄姊妹下面一路看下去的时候，你看见当这个浪子，或者当这个迷羊，当这个失去的银子再转的时候，那个的牧羊人是几咁的高兴，那个妇人是几咁开心，那个作父亲的是欢喜到呢大派筵席来到请邻舍来同你一起的庆祝。
In the parables here, in these three parables in this chapter, we can see the gladness, the joy, the rejoicing of the shepherd when he found the lost sheep, or when the woman found the lost coin. Even the father, with such joy and gladness, invited all those to come and celebrate with him, for his son was found.
So, 原来最能够满足天上的心意，或者最能够满足我们的神的心意的事情呢，就是见到那些死而复活、失而又得的灵。
That which satisfies, finds most joy in the heart of God and the mind of heaven is those who were once dead but now made alive, or those who were lost but now is once found.
所以不单只是路加福音十五章这里讲到神的心意，但我们现在一路查经的撒加利亚书或者以前查过的合歌书，都将这一点点的神的心意呢向我们表明。
Therefore, regardless of the parables here in Luke chapter 15 or the Bible studies we have currently in Zechariah or previously in Haggai, it reveals to us a little bit the glimpse of the mind that is in heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹一定好记得撒加利亚书一章三节那里讲的说话，是吗？ 你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
And of course, we're very familiar. We remember the words in Zechariah chapter 1, verse 3, return to me, and I will return to you.
我们都读过了，而且知道那个是讲到你的心意回转到去他的心意的里头的。
We have read those words in fellowship. We know it speaks of our returning in our hearts to God, in our minds to him.
现在的问题就是说，我们愿不愿意接受提醒？
Now the question is, are we willing to receive such reminders?
我们上次交通过浪子的故事。
Last time we fellowship on the story of the prodigal son.
讲到这个小儿子呢，向父亲提出分家。
And this younger son asked to have his inheritance from his father.
我们也都讲过呢，分家的意思。
And we shared on the meaning of dividing the inheritance to him.
大家还记得吗？
Now, everyone still remember, right?
分家的意思就是要离开屋企出去，而在这个的行动的里面，即是说向父亲宣告要独立，要自主。
To ask for his inheritance means he wants to depart away from his father's house to go on his own to seek independence that he is now on his own.
他不要再活在父亲的权柄的下面。
And no longer does he desire to live under the authority of his father.
所以呢，头先我哋读嘅几段嘅圣经，你就睇见，咁佢离开咗父亲，同父亲分咗家之后，就带住嗰啲所有嘅财富啊，离开。
And as we read, after he got all that was divided unto him, he gathered all together and took his journey into a very far country.
讲完的在那里呢，是没人再监管他，也都无需要呢，有人去维护他。
Truly, there was no supervision for him there, but there's also no one to protect him.
所以他以为呢，这样为所欲为，任意放荡。中意做乜就做乜。
And he felt like he can do whatever he wants to fulfill the lust of his flesh.
结果呢，圣经话俾我哋听，佢将所有嘅呢啲家产、呢家业都浪费尽了。
And it says then he wasted, he squandered all his substance with wild, riotous living.
佢就变成咗一个一贫如洗嘅人，喺嗰度系举目无亲嘅。
And he became one who was penniless. Now he had nothing, and he looked, and he had no family around him.
当那个时候，他又那个地方又是遇到饥荒，于是呢，圣经话他完全绝了粮。
And when he had spent all, there rose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want.
后来他以为去投靠一个朋友啦，系咪都要揾份工嚟做噶咁？
And so he thought perhaps he can go and join himself to his friend since he needs to look for higher work.
没错，他是靠自己的能力呢，真是找到一份工作。
Yes, according to his own strength, he did find labor.
但是饥饿的问题呢，始终都没解决得到。
Yet, this matter of hunger never was solved.
正是在这个这走投无路的时候。
And at this time when he seems to be at a dead end,
去到这个生活的尽头但是神给他一个转机。
And at the very end, it seems like it was hopeless. God gave him a glimmer of hope.
一个希望同埋一个转机。
And this hope and this turning point.
是啊，一个 turning point, 一个转机。
And so now, this is the turning point for him.
但是弟兄姊妹，你记得这个转机不是环境，不是边啲嘅人，而是从里边而嚟。
Now, brothers and sisters, bear in mind this turning point, this turning about does not come with the circumstances outwardly, but it is from within.
圣经话佢里边有一个醒悟。
And the Bible says that he came to himself, he came to his senses within.
就咁样样。将这个的所谓浪子就将它转变过来。
So then this prodigal, this son, was turned about from within.
所以第六个 slide 呢，我要同弟兄姊妹就是要用三点来到 交通到呢个浪子回头嘅故事。
So using these three points, I want to share with brothers and sisters concerning the story of this prodigal, the return of the prodigal son.
第一点系佢醒悟过嚟。
The first point is that he wake up.
第二点系佢要起嚟。
And the second point is for him to rise up.
第三点系佢要回转。
And the third point is for him to return.
都系第十七节到第十八节嗰度讲嘅说话。
It is recorded for us in Luke chapter 15, verses 17 and 18.
所以第一点，醒悟。
So the first point, to wake up.
醒悟系咩意思呢？
What does it mean to wake up?
系啦。根据嗰个呢个原文嗰个意思，我唔识原文嘅，不过就系抄啊嗰啲嘅原文嘅书。原来醒悟嘅意思，英文佢系 come to his sense， 回到佢原先被做嘅嗰一个嘅意识同埋状态嘅。
I do not know the original language, but I search it up, and so to wake up means to come to his senses, to come to know, to realize the purpose and the condition which he was created for.
回到原先嗰个状态。
It is to return back to the original condition or situation.
或者系嗰个性质嘅里边。
It is to return to that very nature, that substance.
呢个系咩嘢？
So what does this mean?
是神给他的那个生命。
It is the life which God has given him.
而这个生命是神独特，是神才有的。
And this life is very unique, only God himself.
不是说一个活的人，就是这个是讲到那个生命，那个特别的性质是从神那里赐下来。
This original character, nature, uniqueness is of God, not just because we are living that we have such a life.
我们读创世纪的时候，你都知道，我们是照着神的形状和样式被做出来的。
When we read Genesis, we know that we have been made, created in God's own image.
因此在我们的里面，应该有他的性情和他的神的特色。
Therefore, within us, we should have that unique character and nature of God.
因为罪的介入，所以我们就失去了神本来有的那个特性。
Yet, because of the intervention of sin, we have lost that very unique character of God.
不过神没有因为呢我们犯罪或者罪的介入而放弃我们。他反为呢要藉着他的儿子的舍身流血将我们救过来。
Yet God did not forsake us because sin came in or we have committed sin, but on the very contrary, he gave his very son to shed his blood to save us.
神又将圣灵呢放在我们的里面。
And God has also placed the Holy Spirit within us.
用来提醒引导我们活在神要我们活的那个的光景的里头。
The Holy Spirit is to remind and guide us to live in the very condition which God desires for us to live in.
叫我们可以从呢这个失去了或者是没有将神那个的性素质和那个意识的里面的时候，圣灵提醒我们，叫我们回转回来。
When we're not living in that very life, nature, and character of God's intended purpose with his life in us, the Holy Spirit then reminds us.
所以，其实这个醒不是那么容易解释的，所以我就希望用这样的圣经和这个经节呢，将这个意思呢讲得清楚。
Now the nature of this word to come to his senses is not very easy to illustrate, but I hope by using the scriptures and what I just shared can help us to understand somewhat about coming to his senses.
Slide 9. 圣经里面使徒行传十二章十一节有一个嘅例子啊。
And so in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 12, verse 11, there is this example there.
系明明地讲到呢，咩嘢叫做醒悟？
It tells us what it means to come to our senses, to wake up.
我哋知道彼得，使徒彼得，对唔住，使徒彼得嗰阵时传道，佢系遭人奸人嘅所害，就被受监啦，又被人锁喺监狱嘅里头。
And in Acts chapter 12 here, the apostle Peter was serving and ministering, preaching, but was accused and also thrown into prison here.
咁嗰时候教会特别嘅切切嘅为佢祷告。
And at that time, the church earnestly prayed for him.
于是喺嗰一个晚上边，神用一个使者，叫一个使者嚟将佢救脱离呢个监狱。
And on that night, God sent an angel to deliver him from the prison.
于是佢照着天使使者个吩咐呢，着翻衫，着翻鞋，咁就跟住佢走出去呢个嘅监狱。
And as the angel told him, he girded himself, bind on his sandals, and he did so, and he went followed him and went out of the prison.
当时好似圣经俾我哋一个咁样嘅领会咧，当时就系蒙查查嘅，唔知道发生咩事情。
Now the text seems to show us as Peter was going about his actions.It seems like he was very still in a daze, confused, as if he saw a vision.
第十一节就话，佢出咗去街之后，好似突然间醒咗过嚟。所以圣经就话，彼得醒唔过来，然后佢就话，我而家先知道神作嘅系真嘅。
And then it tells us when they went out and passed on through one street, and the angel departed from him.And Peter was come to himself. He came to his senses. He said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent an angel. And this happened.
一个解释关于突然间醒了过来。
This is an illustration, example of suddenly he came to himself and came to his senses.
在以弗所书四章十六节呢 ,10.
In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16.
也都是有同样的字。跟出现
same word, root word that also appears here.
虽然呢字呢就唔系嗰个同一嗰个醒悟嘅嗰个字，但系嗰个意思呢个原文呢系一样嘅。
Now, even though the word itself is not the same word as to awake or come to his senses or himself, but the word is the same.
第十六节，全身靠他联络得合适。百节各按各职，照着各体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
And verse 16, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part.
呢度冇醒悟嗰个字系嘛
？Now there's no word wake up or to come to our senses.
但呢个自己。在这个的原文的字句的里面。
This word, when it says to make itself of the body unto the edifying of itself in love, this word itself in the original, it is the same root.
那里讲什么呢弟兄姊妹以弗所书大家很熟很熟听了很多。
Now, brothers and sisters, what does this passage in Ephesians tell us? We heard many times.
神的心意就是要将人带回到去他自己。原本的那个心意的里面就他就是要得着一个教会得着一个身体但这个身体却是要彼此的联络起上来。
But God's desire is to bring all things back unto himself and to bring the church back unto himself. And this is the body that is fitted and joined together will be compacted by each part and edify itself in love.
咁呢个系好多嘅要求，同埋一个嘅 一个嘅显明，就系头先我哋读《使徒行传》同埋《以弗所书》里边所讲嘅。
There is a lot of requirements, and as we have read in Acts and in Ephesians.
但弟兄姊妹，你发唔发觉到喺呢一啲嘅经文嘅里边，喺呢一个提醒嘅里头，呢个醒悟过嚟嘅工作？
So from such scriptures, brothers and sisters, are we able to comprehend what the function of this awakening is?
是环境，是人，定话其他呢？
Is it due, the awakening, due to the people, to the surroundings, or other things about?
如果我们清心的，我们一定会清楚知道，这个是圣灵的工作。
If we are pure in heart, then we realize this awakening It's by the work of the Holy Spirit.
就是神的灵啊，在我们的里面常常的做提醒的工作。
It is the constant reminder work of the Holy Spirit within us.
啊，叫我们眼目本来或者是朦胧的，看得不清楚的，如今灵的里面清醒过来，不再糊涂。
Now, perhaps our vision is dim and unclear, but by the reminding and guidance of the Holy Spirit, our eyes are clear and no longer foolish.
好了，咁而家呢个浪子，啊，呢个浪子被光照了。
Now, this particle has been enlightened.
看见乜嘢呢？
What did he see?
他马上就看见，就清楚的看见自己是站在一个错误的地位的上面。
Immediately, he saw that first he stood in the wrong position, in a wrong ground.
咁佢既然睇见自己站错咗。
Since he saw that he stand in the incorrect place,
系咪好似我哋咁？哦，咁啊，算啦，或者睇下点啦，咁啊。
Would it be like us? We'll say, "Oh, okay, that's fine. We'll see what happens then."
啊，主有恩典嘅。
God still is gracious.
还系话佢马上转回过嚟。
Or is it that he immediately turned about?
转回到原来。准确的地位的上,
that he turned about to go back to his original position to be his original situation circumstances where he ought to be.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个就是醒悟的意思。
So brothers and sisters, this is what it means to awake.
就是回复到他原先你该是从神那里回来的那个的位置的上面。
To awake, to return to the original position which God desires us to be in.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们记得他要跟父亲分家，他要离家的时候，那个意念是要离开他本来的那个准确 的位置。
So brothers and sisters, you recall his beginning. He wanted to have his inheritance divided up to himself, depart away from his father's house. That is the position which he had.
但当他要醒悟过来，当他能够醒悟过来的时候，他就要回翻去那个准确的位置，那个身份。
But when he woke up to come to his senses is to return back to original position to his status.
主在我们每一个人的身上面都有他自己的工作。
Now the Lord has his work upon each and every one of us.
我自幼呢就跟我妈妈去礼拜堂。
Even when I was young, I followed my mother to church.
我记得唔知嗰阵时系六七岁嘅啫。
I think I was about 6 or 7 at that time。
但系我到读中学嘅时候，先至真正嘅认识主耶稣。
It was when I was in high school that I truly came to know the Lord Jesus。
咁即使咧，我以前跟我妈去礼拜堂，或者系信咗耶稣之后咧。我一直都是一个很守规矩的一个我自己说一个好的基督徒。
Now, in my own perspective, of course, even when I believe in the Lord, or I follow my mom to church, I would consider myself to be a good Christian.
而且我很热心。
And I was very zealous.
啊，我什么聚会我都去。
I would go to all the meetings.
啊，连妇女会我都去。
I would even go to the women's meetings.
即使是星期一考试啊，咁样样，我个 weekend 咧都唔会话缺席。
Now, even though perhaps I had an exam on Monday, but on the weekends, I would not miss out on the meetings.
所以嗰一阵嘅日子，嗰一段嘅时间，我又喺呢个青年团契嘅里边咧，自己做团长啊，或者师班嘅里边又做指挥啊，灵修组长又做过啊咁。
So perhaps in all the other arrangements, whether it is to lead the singing, the choir, or to be in a devotional group leader, or to lead other groups, I've done all of that.
所以喺外边嚟睇，个个都话我系好嘅基督徒。
So outwardly, others also agree that I am a good Christian.
喺外边嚟睇，我真系好热心。
And outwardly, I do appear to be very zealous.
但我而家可以话俾你听。
But now I can tell you.
我个内心佢系。空白。
Within me, in my heart, it was empty.
冇乜嘢内容。
There's not much substance.
直到呢中学最尾嗰一年，我参加咗一个夏令营。
It was not until the senior year of high school when I attended a summer camp.
嗰个讲员呢，嗰个讲题嘅题目呢，就系呢个路加福音十五章。
And the topic of the speaker was Luke chapter 15.
就是讲这个浪子的故事。
And spoke about the story of the prodigal son.
当然前面一段大段呢，就是叫学生，信耶稣啊，要接受主。
Of course, the first half was all about to the students to believe in Jesus, to accept Jesus.
但是在最后那一堂呢，他就讲到用一个比喻跟我们讲。
But in his last message, he used this example.
他说我们做基督徒要好像热水壶这样。
He used this example that as a Christian, we need to be like a hot kettle.
Kettle, 定说的 thermos, 即是热水壶。
Or a hot thermos.
是啊，你知道什么叫热水壶啊，是吧？
So we know what a hot thermos is.
他说为什么基督徒要做这个要好像热水壶这样呢？
And so his illustration was why a Christian must be like that thermos.
他说热水壶外面要美观，里面要热。
His illustration was as a thermos outside it looks very nice, so outwardly we have to be becoming and proper.
或者说在里面要保暖，要 保持那个 热度。
And within we must be hot.Zealous or to keep that temperature hot.
如果那个暖水壶不漂亮倒热水下去一下就冻回的，那个就不是叫热水壶。
Now, if the thermos was not proper or not kept, is not functioning right, even if you have the water go out, the warm water will get cold very quickly.
不单止这样，他说这个热不是指住热心或者唔热心。
And he mentioned this warmth, this temperature, this hotness is not because you're zealous or not.
而是有冇一个实际。
But is there a reality behind that temperature, that warmth?
因为热水壶用来装咩嘅？唔系装冰嘅喎。
What can you use a thermal for? Of course, it can also contain ice.
是装热水。
It is not to use contain ice, but it is for hot water.
热水就是你的内容。
And so this hot water is your substance, your reality.
所以我们做基督徒不可以只是 有一个很漂亮的外表，但是没有里面的实际。
So as a Christian, we can not only maintain a very proper outward appearance, but also the reality within.
当时我被主的爱是吸引住，心的里面好似有一些领会。
At that time, I was drawn by the Lord. In my heart, it seems as if there was some understanding.
但是我是不知道的。
But,
当时我是不知道什么叫做实际的内容。
But at that time, I did not know, understand what it means for the reality.
难道做一个守规矩的基督徒不是实际 的内容吗？
If I was to be a very proper, good Christian, is that not reality?
於是我在這裡一直在尋找，也在找什麼叫做
So I went to search out what does it mean to have this reality, practical reality.
當我一直思考這個問題圍繞我的時候,
so when I was meditating, contemplating about this thought,
主卻將我帶離了香港的環境,
the Lord delivered me, brought me out of that situation in Hong Kong.
不過長話短算,現在我想起上來的時候,
now, to make a long story short, when I recall this experience,
當時我的感覺是, 對照我自己的光景是對的, 但是我是不知道究竟是一回什麼事情, 現在我想起上來的時候, 就好像這個, 浪子这样醒悟过来.
Now, when I recall my experience at that time, the thought process or the thought that the Lord impressed upon me matched my condition. Of course, I did not realize at that time, but when I see the story of the prodigal son, I reflect that it's just like me in that situation.
这个浪子呢,就比我进步好多了。
Now, of course, this prodigal son did much better than I did.
因为当他醒悟过来的时候,
because after he awoke, after he came to himself,
他就要起来回到他父家,
he arise and go, he went to his father's house.
第二点他跟弟兄姊妹说的,
so this next point I like to share with brothers and sisters.
11. 第18节他就说, 起来, 我要起来,
I will arise. The second point, to arise.
是, 11, slide 11. 好像是一个动作，要一个行动。
It's as if there is an action now. You need to take this action.
但是这个行动是因为有提醒而提醒出来的实际的结果。
This action, of course, is a consequence, a result of that reminder and the follow-up to a response to that reminder.
亦都是他復興的一個開始。This
is also the beginning of his revival.
有一個神所使用的僕人,
there is a servant of God.
弟兄姊妹,你信主一段時日的,你一定聽過。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we believe in the Lord for some time, we have heard this.
他是被人稱為叫做孤兒之父的。 George Mueller, 弟兄啊, 乔治佐,穆勒弟兄。
So, brothers and sisters, we have heard of this brother, George Mueller. He is the father of orphans.
有没有人听过他啊?
Have we heard of him, George Mueller?
很多人都听过他的故事。
I think we all have.
你知不知道他年轻的时候是一个败家仔来的?
You know, when George Mueller was young, he was also like this prodigal son who squandered his family's fortune.
非常的败坏的生活,
much riotous living,
经常的犯罪, 他说他十岁的时候,十岁而已,就是已经在偷东西,偷他老爸的钱。
When he was 10, he was stealing his father's salary.
不是salary,他老爸是管这个, 这个财务的,在政府里管财务的,他就偷了那些公款。
So he was actually stealing from public funds because his father was in charge of the finances for the public.
他一直沉迷在罪恶的事情上面, 生活非常的不检点。
He had a while living from a very early age, and he was indulging in those sins. He was also someone who did not have natural affection.
他媽媽呢,嗰日突然間離世,佢話佢嗰晚呢都仲去同人打牌打到3更半夜.
It was on that day, even when his mother passed away, he was still gambling away in the wee hours of the night with others.
第二朝呢,仲未人返屋企,仲走咗去酒吧飲酒.
Even the next morning, he did not go back home, but he was in the bars.
他对他母亲的死亡的过世是无动于衷。
It seems as he was not moved, touch at all, concerning his mother's passing.
他自己有见证说,他都受过浸,但是受浸之前,他说即使是受浸之前,他都犯了一件非常严重的道德的过错。
And he was baptized, but he himself testified, even right before he was baptized, he was very immoral.
所以牧师当时审问他的时候,他又说大话,他又不肯悔改。
And of course, when the pastor asked him, he lied and he would not repent.
是一个这样的败坏的人。
And it was such a corrupt person was George Mueller.
我相信在我们中间不会有这样的人的。
I suppose perhaps in our midst, perhaps we would not have lived that way.
他曾经说,我曾经立过很多次的志愿,要改变自己。
And he shared that he had made many, many vows to change for the better.
但是他那个决心,都没法子维持到多过3日。
And but such determination could not sustain him but all 3 days.
结果一到有机会呢,他就溜了出去了,流连在酒吧,跟猪朋狗友周围这样去游荡。
Of that when every opportunity presents itself, he would be in the bars with his corrupt friends and wandering the day away.
他是一个这样的人。
And this was the person of George Mueller.
没错,他曾经呢,为自己那个 这样的行为都有个协议的。
Of course, he felt somewhat regretful about such actions.
但是却从来没有改过。
But never was there a change.
他知道自己是不对。And
he knew that he was wrong.
但是无动于衷,没有任何的转变。
But it did not touch him, and there was no change.
所以我们中文有一个说话叫悔而不改。
And so, as the Chinese saying, there is regret, but there is no change.
直到他20岁的时候,
Until he was 20.
他说神用很奇妙的方法将他带到一个聚会里面。
He shared how God miraculously, wonderfully led him to this meeting when he was 20.
就是在那个聚会里面,他的灵苏醒过来。
It was during that meeting how his spirit was awakened.
他也不知道为什么会这样。
He himself knew not how his spirit was quickened.
因为在那里,在聚会里面,又没有人跟他讲过,谈过道,又没有人跟他传过福音。
Because during the meeting, no one preached the gospel to him, no one spoke to him.
就是在里面,就有一个很大的转变。
Yet within him, there was this drastic change, turnabout.
这里说明了一件事情,就是神在他的身上作工。
This speaks to this point that God himself worked on George Mueller.
同时神的作工不是在乎在外面做过些什么。
At the same time, when God works, it is not dependent on anything that is outward.
神能够在一个这样的人的身上面直接的苏醒他,直接的在他的灵里面作工。
God is able to directly awaken him, or directly work in his spirit.
跟我们今天所想的,我一定要这样才行。
Just as perhaps we think, we have to do this, this, and that, let's do it this way and follow the steps, it is completely different.
所以圣灵的工作在我们里面, 同时是圣灵的工作是不受
Therefore, the Holy Spirit's work is both within us and not hindered anyway outwardly.
所以这个浪子，他同这个穆勒当时的情形都系差不多。So
the story of the prodigal is very similar to the experience of George Mueller.
这个浪子被灵的提醒，他醒悟过来的时候，他就话：我要起来。
And when he was awakened, come to his senses, he says, I will arise and go to my father.
所以弟兄姊妹，你唔好小看呢一个要字啊，呢个佢话我要到父亲嗰度去。And
so in the Chinese, do not neglect this very small but very important word. I must go to my father.
Yeah, 我要起来。
I will arise and I will go to my father.
如果少了这个要呢, 那个成功率就完全的会大降。
Of course, if we neglect this very small, important word, I must, I will go, that probability is much less.
在外面来看, 这个要或者不要好像是一个, 自由的选择。
Now, outwardly, perhaps this choice of will or must is a free choice.
这个要, 却是在你的手里面,
but this will, willingness, will, must have a change in your determination. And has to have a very determined attitude.
你要的是什么?
What is it that you want?
我知道呢, Esther, 她很喜欢吃白饭。
Now, perhaps you know that Esther really likes to eat white rice.
即使没有餸,只是吃饭,都觉得很香甜,很可口。
Now, perhaps there's no other dishes with the rice, but even the rice itself is very flavorful and sweet to her.
是不是这样? 但是因为她血糖的指数比较高,医生提议 为了健康着想,少吃一点啦,
but because her blood sugar level is quite high on the higher end, so the recommendation from the doctor is perhaps you can cut down on your rice.
但是她每一次闻到香喷喷、热腾腾的白饭呢, 哇,她都要流口水了,
but every time when she can smell the rice cooking and just the fragrance of the sweet aroma of the rice, she is salivating already.
都对着碗饭挣扎一大番一轮, 究竟要不要不顾一切,哎呀,吃它一碗先啦,
and if you have a bowl of the rice in front of her, she will stare at it and struggle and contemplate, should I just forget the consequences and just eat it first?
还是说,听医生的忠告,即使流口水,都要控制一下自己。
Or should I listen to the sincere warning, recommendation of the doctor, even if I am really longing for it, I should refrain from it.
我不说,你听到的结果是怎样的,但是
I won't tell you what actually happened, but it has to do with our will.
So, slide 12, 当他起来的时候,
so when the sun arose,
是一个意志的决定,
it is a choice, a decision he made in his will.
是一个醒悟的实际,
it is the reality of his awakening. It is also the beginning of his revival. And that is it.
这个浪子所谓回头,
and the fact that the prodigal returned was because of such things.
很快我讲第三点, slide 13.
So
回转,
the third point was to return.
回转到哪里呢?
Where did he return to?
他说,
I have to return, I will go to my father.
浪子回头,
now, the fact that the prodigal returned was because of the renewing of his mind.
同时是他的意志的决定,
It was also the decision, determination in his will to depart away from this wrong position. No longer to do that which is not right. To return to the Father, to the Father's house, the position which he ought to be. Why? Because he saw the abundance of the Father's house.
So
And he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare?
So he decided to return.
And he decided to return.
描写呢,好像呢,是物质上面的丰富,是吸引了他。
Of course, the description seems to imply that it was the attraction of this material things that drew him.
但是回到父亲的那里去的意思,亦都是有这个灵里面,或者我们精神上面的满足。
But the fact to return to my father, to my father's house also, of course, is the satisfaction mentally for us and in our spirit.
我们唱歌都听得多了,是吧?世上只有妈妈好。
Of course, we are very familiar with the Cantonese song that in the world, mom is best.
有妈的孩子像个宝,没妈的孩子像根草。
And the lyrics goes that the children with the mom, of course, is like a treasure, but those without a mother is like just like grass.
那么有父亲的儿子,还有 没有父亲的浪子的分别在哪里?
Then where is the difference between a son that has a father or a son that does not have the father?
有父亲的就有爱,有父亲就有保障,有父亲就有满足,喜乐,有父亲就能够去安息。
With the father, there is love, there is protection, there is satisfaction, there is also rest.
所以这个浪子其实他很聪明啊。
So actually, this prodigal is very smart in this sense.
他醒过来的时候，他就话：我要起来到父亲那里去。
When he came to himself, he woke up. He said, "I will rise up and I will go to my father."
因为时间关系咧，我就去到第十，同弟兄们做一个总结 ，slide 14。
So I will just, for the sake of time, I will just conclude with brothers and sisters.
浪子回头这个故事,除了一个最好的传福音的材料之外,但对属灵的学习和操练是非常重要。
The story of the prodigal son is a very good illustration to share the gospel, but it is also a very practical spiritual lesson.
今年的西岸特会的主题,相信你还记得的。I
believe you still remember this year's a theme for the West Coast Christian Conference. It tells us what is spiritual reality. How to live out this spiritual reality, how the Lord through the cross will lead us, guide us to live out the reality of this reality.
现在的问题摆在我们面前的。
So now the question before us.
第一,有没有看到我们现今的光景?
The first question is, do we see our current condition?
有没有看到我们是在一个什么位置上面呢?
And do we see which position which we stand?
有没有看到前面的路通不通达呢?
And do we see if the path before us will prosper or not? Is it in the hand of God?
我这么说不是说弟兄姊妹我们现在站错了地位。
Now, brothers and sisters, I ask such questions not to say that we have stood on the wrong ground,
只不过是一个提醒,
but it is a reminder.
俗语都有说, 有则加勉,无则改之。
Now, as the slogan will say, that if what we have, let's add on to it, And if we lack, let us encourage one another. So let us all enter into this spiritual reality. And we have shared much on it. To let Christ have the first place. To accept the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And to live in the proper position. Is that our case, brothers and sisters?
很多人我都听到, 即使在电台啊, 什么都, 那些刊物都跟我们讲,
many times I will hear, even on the television stations or in the articles.
好了, 这个疫情呢, 现在呢, 就, 缓慢了。
Now the pandemic has slowed a bit.
于是呢, 我们就可以 回复到正常,回来有实体的聚会了。
So that we can return and have meetings in person again.
这个是好事来的。That
is a good thing.
但是,弟兄姐妹, 我们追求的目的是不是这个呢?
But brothers and sisters, is that the purpose of our pursuit?
如果我们追求的目的只是为着要回来有实体的聚会,
if the goal of our pursuit is merely to come and return to in-person meeting, then such a requirement or purpose will be a bit more shallow.
我有听过有弟兄姐妹, 甚至在电台, 都听到有这样的说话。
I hear, brothers and sisters, I hear it on the TV.
就是说我们现在重开会所了，那我们就回归，好像当时以斯拉记尼希米记他们那些渔民回归到耶路撒冷一样了。So
now that we returned back to in-person meeting, it is just as the days of the return from captivity as Ezra and Nehemiah.
我不敢说弟兄姐妹错。 但是这样看呢,
I dare not say brothers and sisters are incorrect, but if we only view it that way, it would not be the most accurate.
现在的问题,
now the question is, the issue is, it's not that we do not know what spiritual reality
is.
It is not that we are not aware of the fact that Christ is to be head of the church. But the question is that the path that we are on currently? I believe God will speak to us. Through the conference, he spoke to us.
我们的灵里面说话，因为圣灵的工作是很厉害的。God
also speaks to us in the Spirit because the work of the Holy Spirit is mighty.
求主帮助我们，当这个浪子起来，到父亲那里去。
This prodigal arose to go to the Father.
就是讲明了一件事情，他放弃了自己的权利。 放弃了自己的主见, 放弃了自己的抱负, 完全的以父为他的一切。
The fact that the prodigal return speaks of these things to us, that he laid down himself, he laid down his own personal preference and his ambitions to go to the Father, to return to the Father.
回到父亲那里, 那个地方,谁作主呢?
When he returned to the Father, then who is the Master, the Lord?
当然是父亲啦,
and of course, it
明白吗?
Is the Father.
明白吗? 这个就是属天, 属灵的实际。
And this is the spiritual reality.
这个也是神原本的心愿。
This is also the original mind of the Father.
神是喜悦这样做的, 所以当这个 儿子回头的时候, 他是大排筵席, 跳舞作乐的, 这样来庆祝。
So when the prodigal returned, the father celebrated with much gladness and rejoicing with a feast.
Size 15 and 16. 我就送弟兄姐妹一句嘅节嘅圣经，哥罗西书第一章十八、十九。
So this is the verse that I will share with brothers and sisters in Colossians chapter 1.
十八节系讲到话，他也是教会全体之首。你知道嗰个他系边个啦？吓，他是元首，从死里受生复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。呢个系神嘅心愿。
Verse 18, and he, of course, we know he is referring to our Lord. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, and in all things he might have the preeminence, the first place.
19.
Verse
19. 因为父喜欢叫一切丰盛在他里面居住。
For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. It is the good pleasure of the Father.
乜嘢令父亲喜最喜欢嘅？
And what is most pleasing to the Father?
就系当基督作头，作教会嘅头嘅时候，当基督喺凡事上居首位嘅时候。
The Father is most pleased when Christ is the head of the church, that in all things he has first place.
咁样满足到父亲。
And that is what's the good pleasure of the Father placed before us. Let us pray.
主啊，多谢你俾我哋呢段嘅时间。
Lord, we thank thee for this time.
求主你自己嘅灵亲自嘅嚟作工。
Lord, we pray that thy spirit will do his work.
因为人嘅说话一定系短缺，而且唔齐全。
Because man's word is short and incomplete.
但你嘅提醒却系全备嘅，而系完整。
But thy reminder is full and complete.
我就求主俾我哋一个谦卑嘅灵，空虚嘅心。
Lord, we pray that thou will give us a humble heart and a humble spirit.
藉着圣灵，因着圣灵喺我哋心里边作提醒嘅工作，我哋。能够醒悟过来，我们又能够起来，回到去父的心意的里头。
Through the reminding work of the Holy Spirit within us, that we would all awaken and arise and return, go to the Father.
求主帮助我们。
Lord, we pray that thou will help us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name.